Hi, good afternoon, and thank you to all the presenters. I'd just like to touch on a few additional points around the impacts on women and girls. Evidence of climate-related hazards and disasters consistently shows that women and girls are among the most impacted, and there are well-documented gender differences in displacement from extreme events, especially when women lose their social networks and capital. And as we all know, once women are on the move, they're often experiencing further rights violations based on their gender identity and are at a heightened risk of sexual and gender-based violence. Indeed, after the 2008 Cyclone Nargis in Myanmar, women faced increased incidents of sexual and domestic violence, forced prostitution, and sex and labour trafficking in the cyclone-affected areas. But it's also good to point out that women are agents and leaders in responding to sudden and slow onset hazards. For example, in many relocation sites after Typhoon Haiyan struck the Philippines, the camp managers or bunkhouse leaders were often women. So Oxfam urges that the issue of disaster and climate change-induced mobility, with a focus on the gendered impacts, is recognised in the upcoming processes, such as the Global Compact on Refugees and Migration. So it's really great that that's really been a key theme of the presentations and the discussion today. We have a few suggestions. Both compacts should reinforce action to minimise and avoid displacement through addressing the root causes of climate change, disasters and vulnerability. This will also help IDPs, who've otherwise been overlooked by these processes and whose experience and rights can't be neglected. Both compacts can also ensure that international, regional and national responses to displacement linked to disasters and climate change are grounded in the perspectives and priorities of affected communities. Thirdly, the CRRF, the Comprehensive Refugee Response Framework pilots, should apply gender-sensitive DRR practices in consultation and collaboration with refugees, host communities, and the local authorities. And fourthly, women and girls should be placed at the front and centre of all national displacement policies as well. So that's a few thoughts from us, but it would be also great to hear more from the panel.